Welcome. We're going to go over ectoplasm today. This is not the Monday night show, but it's going to be logged in under Monday Night Live so that we get to keep the material and refer back to it, because a lot of people have questions about, you know, what is ectoplasm? What is it really? And, you know, is this real or is this fake? So I won't have any interaction with the audience this evening, but at least you will have the information on the YouTube channel. And I'll also put this out on Facebook as well. So, ectoplasm is from the Greek word ektos, meaning outside, and plasma, meaning something has formed or molded. This was a term that the spiritualist movement used back in the 1920s and 1930s to denote a spiritual energy or spiritual substance that supposedly exteriorized from psychic physical mediums. Now, a physical medium is someone who can produce psychokinetic energy or who has psychokinetic properties that happen around them when they are doing the mediumship. It was coined in 1894 by psychical researcher Charles Reich. Although the term is widespread in popular culture, there's no scientific evidence that ectoplasm exists, and many purported examples were exposed as hoaxes fashioned from cheesecloth, gauze, or other natural substances. Now, if you go onto the internet and you do a search on ectoplasm, specifically images, you will see a lot of black and white images that are clearly hoaxes. And you will be able to, if you enlarge the photo and you look at it closely, you'll be able to see that it's clearly gauze or cotton or some kind of material that they used to perpetuate the hoax. Now, why did they do this? I think that, and this is just my opinion, I think that, and I have experienced ectoplasm before, only on one occasion, so I think that it exists, but I think that a lot of the people back then who were mediums in the craze of the spiritual movement back then, I think that they took advantage of and sort of recreated their own expression of ectoplasms for the sensationalism that was attached to being a medium that produced this substance. and so let's go on with a little bit more history, where we look at psychical researcher Gustav Gillet, or Gelly, defined ectoplasm as being a very variable in appearance, being sometimes vaporous, sometimes a plastic paste, sometimes a bundle of fine threads or membrane with swellings or fringes, or a fine fabric-like tissue. And I think that that's where the mediums kind of took the fabric-like consistency of the original substance and used gauze or cotton to make it as similar as possible to the real ectoplasm. Also, Arthur Conan Doyle did a lot of research on ghosts and ectoplasm, and he described it as a viscous, gelatinous substance which appeared to differ from every known form of matter in that it could solidify and be used for material purposes. So we're going to go into my one experience with ectoplasm that's very curious. I still haven't figured it out, but here's give you the setting. And this was years ago, before I ever decided to do psychic and medium work full time. So I was still working at the hospital. And David and I were sitting on the bed watching TV, and we had two cats at the time, and they were at the end of the bed sleeping. And so that was the only people in the whole house. No one else was in the home. There wasn't any thunderstorm or anything like that going on. And after the incident that happened, David and I both got up out of bed and looked all over the room, specifically the ceiling, to see if there was any ideological factors that made this occur, and we could not find anything. So we're sitting there watching TV, and all of a sudden, my left arm got extremely, extremely cold. And I looked down, and it was round, about the size of my finger and this long, laying there on my arm. It was gelatinous, cold, ice cold, gray. And both David and I touched it. As soon as we touched it, it dissipated into nothingness, which really confounded me because it appeared on my arm. Where it came from, we couldn't find any illogical factor. I was not actively doing any mediumship at the time, so I don't feel like the ectoplasm is produced by the medium. Could there have been a spirit there that was trying to manifest and show itself? That's kind of what I'm thinking. So my theory on this is that there have to be constituents within the environment that a spirit or ghost will pull together to create this ectoplasm-like substance. Now, honestly, looking at it when it was on my arm, it looked like brain matter, and that kind of gelatinous gray texture. So my thought is this type of substance is certainly electrolytic because it's moist. And I'm just theorizing, does it could conduct the electromagnetic field of the spirit or ghost and allow it to manifest into a shape or a form, maybe to show someone an image that they need to see for communication. And since it draws the energy from the environment around you, that's why it dissipates so readily and easily. It doesn't last long. And so those are just my thoughts and my experience on that. So here's some other research that I found. More commonly, ectoplasm is understood to refer to the paranormal manifestation of spiritual energy related to ghosts. Serving as a physical medium of that spiritual energy, ectoplasm is said to be more or less tangible plasma residue that helps to give ghosts some degree of physical presence. I feel like that they actually pull the constituents from the environment. And you're in, and because it doesn't happen all the time, like in all of my years of being alive, this has only happened one time. And so I feel like that it is a very rare situation that the constituents needed for ectoplasm to manifest are difficult to come by in the environment. So it's not something that you can reproduce and study unless you find out or can figure out how the spirit pulls that from the environment to cause a manifestation. Okay, so the designation of ectoplasm as a physical manifestation of the spiritual power or presence of a ghost is traced back to a fellow called Charles Reich. Well, not understood to have a cell structure, I agree with that is identical to human cells, ectoplasm is nevertheless considered to possess a small degree of weight and can be touched. And I agree with this because that's what happened for me. So now, over years, a lot of people have documented their experiences with ectoplasm, but most of the accounts that I read or went over, the people, this happened to them like it happened to me, but it's not something that you can reproduce. So some schools of paranormal thought attribute ectoplasm with several different qualities. The substance is thought to glow for a period of time after being detached from the host. As the ectoplasm begins to break down, the glowing quality begins to dim. As the decomposition continues, the material is said to gradually dissolve, leaving no trace at all. Okay, so when David and I touched the substance that was on my arm, it disintegrated rapidly. There was no gradual disintegration. It was like gone, like it turned to a gas. There was no moisture left on my arm either. So this led me to think this, what I'm experiencing or what we have encountered, has to fit in this ectoplasm type of state. But they're saying most encounters, the substance gradually dissolves and leaves no trace at all. And there was no moisture, there was no trace of anything after we touched it, and it dissipated. So, you know, this is not something that we can readily study. And I think when they're talking about the ectoplasm glowing, I think that it's important to remember that as a spirit, you're made of ultraviolet and infrared light and bioluminescence, and each strand of DNA in your body holds exactly 1,000 photons. And so I think that the substance is not only used to conduct the electromagnetic field, but it also holds can hold and transport the light energy that makes up the human spirit. And so the spirit that's using this medium as a communication tool, maybe so that their loved ones can see them, or maybe they can show their loved ones something or communicate in some way, shape, or form. It's important to that spirit enough to create this manifestation. Now, to me, that takes a very advanced spirit to do that, with knowledge and maybe enough spiritual growth to create this manifestation, which is another reason why I think that ectoplasm can't be readily studied or reproduced, because I think the spirit takes that energy from the environment. It's not always present in the environment. You don't always have a spirit that's advanced enough to do this. And so, you know, it's going to kind of remain a little bit of an enigma. But, you know, I used to poo-poo ectoplasm until it happened to me. And then now I have to take it back, because I have no explanation for what happened to me other than it was an ectoplasmic substance. I hope you guys enjoy the video. Kisses from Kentucky, and I'll see you next Monday night. Bye, guys.